presented by the makers of 76 Gasoline and Triton Motor Oil, Union Oil Company. Starring Cliff Arquette and Jane Morgan, Point Sublime is written by Robert L. Redd. Ladies and gentlemen, Union Oil Company, which has served the West for over 50 years, invites you each Monday evening at this hour to look in on the little coast town of Point Sublime. Invites you to listen to the sometimes heroic, sometimes amusing, but always human story of a fellow named Ben Willett. 14 miles back into the foothills from Point Sublime is a little valley known as Harper's Notch. Good fishing, hunting abound in this secluded little forest. To this paradise, Ben Willett and Miss Evelyn Hanover have driven on a sunny afternoon.
Oh, Evie, ain't it a day? Ain't it a day?
Why haven't you told me about this beautiful little valley before, Ben?
Well, I kind of forgot about it myself. Evie.
Yes, Ben?
You happy, girl?
Very happy.
Let's leave something for posterity to remember us by, hmm?
What do you mean, Ben?
Let's carve our names on a tree.
I've never had my name carved on a tree.
It's a thrill.
Here's a nice tree here. Smooth bark.
Yeah, let me get my jackknife out here. Jackknife. Had a jackknife somewhere. Got a jackknife. Oh, yeah, there.
I'm so excited, Ben.
Just our names, or you want hearts entwined?
Oh, I don't care.
Oh, Evie, when you laugh like that, it sounds like little silver bells tinkling.
You're so poetic at times, Ben.
Ain't I? You inspire and encourage me to say more.
Well, I think you've said enough for now.
There's just one more thing I want to tell you, Evie.
No, I don't think you better while you're in this mood.
Please let me say it.
Well, what?
Oh, Evie, sometimes when I look at you, honey, I just twitch all over.
I think you better start carving our names, Mr. Willett.
Call me, Ben.
Oh.
Hey, keep behind this tree, Evie.
Oh, look, a poor little bird fell.
A hunter.
Well, the bird isn't dead.
Come back here, Evie.
What?
Hey, you're with a gun. Cut it out. You might kill somebody. Hey.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, take it easy. Be careful where you shoot. You'll kill somebody.
Well, I'm going to get that poor little bird. It's injured.
Yeah, it looks like a dove. This ain't the season to hunt doves.
Oh. Poor little thing. We won't hurt you. Well, it's frightened trying to get away from us.
Hey, let me pick it up, Evie. I kind of got away with birds. Here you are, fella.
It's quite large.
Yeah, full-grown dove, male. Wings aren't broken. Legs are okay. Can't you fly, little Joe?
Little Joe?
Oh, I just called it that. Don't seem to be hurt bad. Maybe it's just stunned. Oh. What do you think you're doing out in the woods shooting at this time of the year?
Oh, you picked up my bird for me.
Whose bird?
The one I just shot.
You got him all right, Dad.
I see. May I have my kill?
Well, this bird ain't dead.
I want it anyway.
Don't you give it to him. He will kill it.
But you know it ain't hunting season up here.
I'm trying out my new high-power shotgun.
My father's teaching me how to use it.
I ought to report you to the state game warden.
He doesn't know who you are, Dad.
Afraid it wouldn't do much good to report me, my friend.
Ah, you talk like you was a dictator or something, mister.
No, not exactly, but I am a public servant.
I see. You go around the country serving the public by killing birds out of season, huh?
I think you're a little upset, sir. My name is Septimus G. Durr. Colonel Durr, if you please. I'm something of a political figure in this state.
Oh, a politician, huh?
Refer to me as a lobbyist.
Mm.
I've just rented the Harper Lodge, back in the valley a mile here. Recreation spot for me and my family when I am not at the Capitol during legislature.
Rented the old Harper Lodge, did you?
That's right. This is our first week down here.
I see. Well, come on, Miss Hanover. Let's get back to town. Want to take care of this bird?
Just a moment, sir. I'll take the bird. It's mine.
Yours?
Certainly. Now, see here. You don't want to be so snooty with me, my friend.
Oh, no?
No. I suggest you understand a few things right here and now. I'm something of a sportsman.
Yeah, but you ain't much of one.
What's that, sir?
You ain't no sportsman, or else you wouldn't be out shooting little birds out of season.
Oh, come on, Father. Don't argue with him. He's just a crank.
Oh, please, Mr. Willett. You're getting into an argument.
Well, I ain't no argument. I'm just saying I ain't got any use for a man, politician or no politician, who goes around the woods engaged in the nefarious pastime of wanton killing. Yeah.
What's your name, sir?
Willett. Ben Willett. I run the store down at Point Sublime. Motto? We got everything.
And I think our friendship has got off to the wrong start, Brother Willet. We have nothing to quarrel about. Nothing at all.
Well, I don't like to quarrel.
You think one way, I think another. That's what makes the world go round.
Yeah, well, it's your kind of thing that makes the world go round lopsided.
Well, anyway, I'm glad to meet you, Mr. Willet.
Colonel, how'd you happen to hear of this little valley, Harper's Notch?
I came here last fall with some friends on a hunting trip.
What kind of hunting was you out for?
We came for quail, but we found everything. Grouse, pheasant, dove, all kinds of birds.
Well, I guess the birds tell one another.
Tell one another? Oh, that's silly.
Well, no, it ain't, girly. They probably tell one another. More birds come to this protected little valley than ever heard of Capistrano. Sure. Colonel, I'm awful glad we met up today.
Yes, yes, indeed, and so am I. Well, come on, Sally.
Just a minute.
What's that?
Being a sportsman and a lover of wildlife, I expect you'd be willing to lobby for a bill that would protect them.
Why, yes, yes. What do you propose, Brother Willet?
Harper's Notch is an ideal haven for birds, Colonel. How about putting through a little bill next time you fellas get together up at the Capitol? Make a game reserve out of this valley.
That's a great idea, Brother Willet.
You'll do it, Colonel?
I'll say I will. Why, you've just given me a great idea. Yes, sir, and I'll put it through. We'll make a reserve out of Harper's Notch. It'll soon become famous as a hunter's paradise.
Hunter's paradise?
What?
You're a little mixed up, Dad.
Not at all. We'll put through a bill that will make this valley a hunting preserve. No restrictions. Sportsmen may come here the year round to do their hunting.
I said make a sanctuary out of it, not a slaughter pen.
The idea, Colonel.
A great idea, Miss Hanover.
But I want to make a protected haven for the Harper's Notch here, for the birds.
And I want to make a hunter's haven of it. And that's the way it's going to be. Come on, Sally. Let's head back for our lodge. Your mother's probably getting anxious.
Yes, Dad.
Oh, come on, Miss Hanover. Let me carry the poor little dove. We'll get out of here. I get sick when I meet up with gentlemen like the Honorable Colonel Durr, bird killer. Yeah. Well, little Joe, we're going for a ride today.
Hey, you taking little Joe out of the pen, Ben?
Mr. Willet says the bird has completely recovered, Jesse.
Yeah, a few of his tail feathers are missing, but that can happen to anybody the week after income tax time.
But that colonel's bullet must not have hit little Joe, huh?
No, just kind of stunned. Knocked him off his perch, so to speak. Let me get this cage door open. Come on, little Joe. I ain't going to hurt you.
What do you intend to do with the bird, Mr. Willet?
We'll take him home.
Take him home?
Sure, back to Harper's Notch.
Why don't you just turn him loose? Let him fly back by himself.
Well, he might not be familiar with the country around here.
Oh, Joe and you sure got acquainted this last week since he's been taking his rest cure here. Probably thinks this is his home now.
Yeah, we're acquainted, all right. I'll just put you inside this basket here for the ride back to your home, Joe.
I still think you're going to an awful lot of trouble. Just for a bird.
Oh, now, Jesse, how'd you like to get separated from your mate?
I've often thought of that.
Come on, Miss Hanover. We'll go get in the station wagon and be on our way.
It's such a nice afternoon for a ride.
How you tend to store good this time, Jesse? Stay out of that bin of dried prunes.
Oh, they're awful good.
Yeah, but I got them to sell, not to give away. I'm paying you money to watch the store. No, there's no use talking to you. Jesse, you'll do it your own way anyway. Come on, Evie. Damon and Pythias. Okay, now, little Joe. I'm going to toss you up in the air, see if you can fly.
This is the very spot where we picked him up last week after the colonel shot him.
Here you go, little Joe. There.
Ooh, look at him fly.
Yeah, he's glad to be free again.
He's probably very grateful for the care you've given him.
Hey, look at him up there above the trees, climbing.
Isn't he graceful?
Now, look at that crazy bird. I thought he'd go up one of these trees and start calling for his mate. Flying straight west. See him?
Yes, I see him.
Oh, hey, he's gone out of sight. Well, how do you like that for gratitude? I bring him home and he flies away. But then who knows, maybe little Joe was having family trouble when the shooting scrape first come up.
Oh, Ben, you amuse me.
Well, we better hurry back to town. Maybe I can get back to store before Jesse Thurber locates that new case of dried prunes. I'll just take a look in here at the store and tell Jesse I'm back. And I'll drive you over to your cottage, Evie.
Oh, no, you don't have to. I'll walk.
No, I'll drive you home.
Well, it's only a few blocks. I don't mind. Ben.
What, what?
Am I seeing things?
What's the matter, Evie? You ain't sick or something?
Ben, when we left, you didn't close the door to your bird pen. Look.
What? Well, Holy jumped up and down.
I can't believe my eyes.
It's little Joe.
Are you sure?
Why, sure, I'm sure. It's a gray dove, and it's a gray dove that lost some of its tail feathers. Joe? Joe, is that you, little Joe?
Well, it is. The bird knows you. See, he's walking over to you to pet him.
Well, little Joe, you scamp.
He beat us back here. That's what amazes me.
Well, he knows his way around. What am I going to do with you? I don't want to have to take care of a bird the rest of my life.
Oh, now, you've hurt his feelings, Ben.
Oh, no, I was just kidding, Joe. You can stay. Hey, wait a minute.
What is it?
Evie.
What?
I just thought. Why, Joe's a very valuable bird.
He is?
Sure, he's a dove with the instincts of a homing pigeon.
He is?
Sure, instead of having a homing pigeon, I got me a very intelligent homing dove.
Well, now, I do believe you have.
Well, pack my valise and call me a traveling salesman. Hello, little Joe.
Well, I've never been so surprised.
Come back home, didn't you, Birdie?
Maybe he's a tramp, Ben.
A tramp?
You know how some dogs are. They'll hang their hat up any place and call it home.
Now, Evie, you never saw a dog wearing a hat.
Oh, well, I mean, maybe little Joe just wanders around making his home any place and every place.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, hello, Ben. Did you get back?
No, we're still up in the hills yet, Jesse.
Oh, you're trying to josh me.
No.
Say, why didn't you leave the bird up there?
Yeah, we left and everybody flew back. Jesse, this dove is a homer.
That was my grandfather's name.
What?
I say, that was my grandfather's name.
Oh, you mean his name was Homer?
Uh-uh. His name was Dove, Ralph Dove. He married a girl named Myrtle Turtle.
Oh, now, you're just trying to kid us, Jesse.
Honest, Miss Hanover, my grandmother's name was Myrtle Turtle.
Yeah, and your grandfather's name was Mr. Dove, so I suppose he called your grandmother his little turtle dove.
Uh-uh. He just called her honey. Like you call Miss Hanover.
Jesse Thurber.
What you going to do with this dove, Ben?
I don't know. I can't figure.
It would be interesting to take him up to the woods again and see if he'd fly here a second time.
Well, when we let him loose, he nosed right straight up in the air, circled once, and then headed due west.
Let's drive back there with him, Mr. Willett.
Yeah, little Joe might fool us this time. Might fly up to Vernon and sit on the courthouse flagpole.
Let's take him back, shall we?
All right, Miss Hanover. We'll do it. Experiment with little Joe.
After you've gone, I'll keep my eye out for him to come back.
Yeah, you keep your eye on the store, Jesse Thurber, and your hand out of the prune bin. Come on, little Joe. We're going to take you home again. We'll see if you can set your compass right 2 times in a row. Oh, me. Nursemaid to a homing dove.
That was my grandfather's name, Dove.
Jesse Thurber, get back into the store. Ralph Dove, Myrtle Turtle, birds, birds. First thing I know, someone will be calling me by the name of that silly little bird in the Mikado.
What's that?
Tit Willet. Oh, let's get going.
In a moment, we will continue with tonight's Points of Lime story, being presented for your entertainment by Union Oil Company. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to hear a most unusual conversation between a beautiful little convertible sports roadster and a big and very stern sedan. The scene, a parking lot, quite late at night.
Quiet around here at night, isn't it, Babe? Crickets and all reminds me of the vacation the boss and I took last summer.
Yes, and romantic. My boss and I took a vacation, too, but we didn't have much fun, darn it.
What was the matter? Did he drive too fast?
No, mine doesn't drive fast, but he's careless. And, well, he just won't use gasoline that makes me do my best. You know how it is. Especially when they drive us into traffic. Ooh, I hate traffic.
Say, babe, I'll tell you what. Get him to feed you on new 76 gasoline. There's the stuff you can really go to town on. Get a tank full of that, and you can just zip away from signals, whoa, like that. And in slow traffic, sister, you can be just as steady as a rock.
New 76, eh? Say, you know, my sister was telling me about that gas. She works for a traveling man, and she says she gets better performance on 76 than on any other gas she's ever tried. I tell you, next time we need gas, I'll fix my boss. I'll stall right in front of a Union Oil station. Then he'll have to get new 76.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, whether you go for fantasy or not, that conversation between two cars isn't as whimsical as you might think. For new 76 is especially refined for traffic driving, to give you power and pickup in traffic just as it does on the highway. Drive in at the sign of the big orange and blue 76 and try it, won't you? We know you'll like it. Now, part two. It is quite late in the afternoon of that same day. Already the shadows of the forest in Harper's Notch have begun to deepen. The sun is just touching the tops of the trees to the west. Ben Willett and Miss Evelyn Hanover have just arrived in the woods to again set the dove free.
It's getting late, Ben.
Yeah, almost 4:30.
I wonder if little Joe will fly back to Point Sublime this time.
I don't know. Hey, wait a second.
What?
That breeze in. I smell smoke.
Oh, so do I.
Here, stick your head back in the basket, Joe. Yeah.
Oh, the smoke might be from a camper's fire.
I don't think so. Oh, I know. It's probably from that Colonel Durr's lodge up the valley a ways.
How far is his lodge?
Oh, a mile, maybe a little more. No, smoke wouldn't be coming all the way from there. Evie.
What?
Look over there. No, this way, up toward the head of the valley.
Good gracious.
Why didn't we see it before?
Billows of smoke.
A forest fire. Look at those flames.
Well, I didn't think they had forest fires this time of year.
Why, this is the only place it could happen, this little valley. It never gets rain. Everything's dry.
Well, I want to get out of here.
You leave the colonel and his family up there at their lodge? No, man.
Yes, but I'm not...
Maybe we don't like him and all that, but we got to warn him. Come on.
Well, what are you going to do with the bird? Let him loose?
No, he might fly into flames. We'll take him with us for now.
Oh, look, Ben. Up this way, too. More smoke and fire.
Yeah, must be wind sweeping right over the edge of the mountaintops. Wait a minute, though. I just thought...
What?
Razorback Hill is between the colonel's lodge and... nothing.
What is it, then?
Nothing, nothing. Come on, honey. We got to go warn the colonel for him and his family is burned out.
Oh, Ben, please turn back. This is worse than I thought. Smoke's coming in the car now.
Well, I gotta warn the colonel.
Well, if he doesn't know what's going on around you by now...
The fire's really blazing away up in front of us here, ain't it?
Oh, slow down, Ben. Don't drive this way.
Hey, what's that up there?
Oh, it's the big car parked. Pull over. Stop.
Okay. Hey, this is getting hot. Hey, wait, I'm going on up to see who it is in that car.
Oh, Ben, wait, that tree that's on fire. It's falling.
Oh. Gosh, it fell right across the road behind me.
We can't get the car out now.
No, better come with me, Evie. I'm sorry I got you into this.
Well, I don't mind getting into it. I want to get out.
Come on, hurry.
Well, your station wagon will burn up.
I can't help it.
I'm getting the basket with little Joe.
Oh, yeah, little Joe. I forgot.
Here, you take the basket.
Yeah, sure.
Who is it? Fire! Fire!
It's the colonel. He's kind of panicky. Come on, Evie. Colonel!
Where do I go? What can I do?
Now, just calm down, colonel.
Oh, thank goodness you're here to help me. My family's up at the lodge, trapped.
We were afraid they might be.
We've got to get them out. What kind of forest rangers do we have around here? Why haven't they arrived?
Well, might not be patrolling this section. You never seen a fire in Harper's Notch before, as long as I can remember.
Oh, my poor wife and little girl.
Of course, if there's some way to notify that CCC camp about 15 miles over...
The slowpoke phone company hasn't got our telephone connected to the lodge yet.
Say, I just got an idea.
Huh? What is it, Ben? We just can't stand here with that fire raging toward us all the time.
Got a pencil on you, Colonel?
Yes, I suppose. What do you want a pencil for now?
Write a little note to a fella. Let me have it. Here. Got a little piece of paper out of my wallet. Yeah.
What are you doing, Ben?
Get little Joe out of his basket, Evie.
But why?
Do what I tell you.
Yes, Ben.
What are you writing?
This is a little bird you tried to kill about a week ago, Colonel, and right now this bird might save our lives.
What?
Here, I got the note written. Listen, Evie. Jesse Thurber, call the sheriff in Vernon. Tell him to call the Pine Creek CCC camp and the ranger. There's a fire in Harper's Notch. We're trapped at the old Harper's Lodge. Tell him to hurry and don't you eat no more of my dried prunes. Ben Willis. Mama rolled it up real tight like this.
Going to tie that message onto that fool bird?
That's right, Colonel. He's got home and instincts. He'll fly right back to my store. We'll have aid in no time.
You're sure?
Positive.
Oh, here, Mr. Willis. A nice, strong thread from the hem of my dress.
Oh, good, Miss Hanover.
Well, hurry, hurry. Good little Joe. You'll fly back and get us help, won't you? Good little Joe.
Yeah, there we are. About as small a package as I can make. Well, what do you say, Colonel?
What do I say? I say release that bird at once. Get him on his way.
Oh, no.
What?
Ben.
Are you crazy?
I decided I ain't letting him go, Colonel, till you promise me something.
Promise you what?
Don't waste precious time, Ben.
What do you want? What?
No hunters and hoppers knots for the next 100 years. Not a gun fired. You lobby for a bill and see that it's passed and made into a good, solid law in this state. Make Hopper's Notch a permanent haven for birds. Hunters, keep out.
That's ridiculous.
What do you say, Colonel?
Well, all right. All right, Willis. I agree. I'll lobby till kingdom come for such a bill.
Okay, that's your word, Colonel. Come on now, little Joe. Let's go. I toss you up in the air. There.
He's having a hard time.
He isn't used to weight tied to him. That message.
Now he's rising. Yeah, there he goes. Last time we brought him out here, he circled once and headed due west, right back to Point Sublime in my store.
I pray to heaven he'll do it this time.
Look, Ben. He's heading in the wrong direction.
Oh, me. He's heading east this time.
So, he has homing instincts, has he? Ah.
Well, maybe little Joe's a tramp after all.
Hey. Look what's flying in. Well, if it ain't little Joe, come back home again. Hello, Joe. Say, what's that you got tied on your leg? Piece of paper. Here, I'll get it off for you. What is this? Something's writ on it. Oh, a message. Says, Jesse Thurber. Jesse Thurber? That's me! Call the sheriff in Vernon. There's a fire in Harper Notch.
Sheriff's office. Who? Jesse Thurber? What? A fire at Harper's Notch? Yes, we'll call the Rangers right away. Pine Creek CCC camp. Fire? Where? Harper's Notch? Four lives in danger at Colonel Durr's lodge? Sure, we'll have a crew of men right there. Lookout Mountain Forest Ranger Station, Hanson speaking. Who? Fire. Yes, we sighted it 20 minutes ago. Our men have already left for Harper's Notch.
All right, boys, this is the last man of my charge. Okay. Let's just clear our path right into Harper's Lodge, where the Colonel and his family are trapped. Let her go!
Ladies and gentlemen, I say...
Quiet, everybody. The colonel's going to make a speech.
No, that's not quite right. Perhaps for the first time in years, I'm not going to make a speech. I'm going to say something that comes from my heart. I give full credit and utter thanks to the stalwart CCC boys who, with the aid of the U.S. Forest Rangers, dynamited their way to us. Saved our lives. Friends, the real hero of this near tragedy was somebody I once fired a shot at. Somebody I, your public servant, tried to kill. The shot that I once fired was at a bird, a dove with homing instincts. Little Joe, as Ben Willett and his lady friend, Miss Hanover, have named him. Little Joe is the real hero of the hour, and I shall show my appreciation by spending my entire influence to see that a bill is passed to give Little Joe and his feathered pals an unmolested home, a secure bird haven, a sanctuary. In the future, I promise you,
You will never hear another hunter's gun fired in Harper's Notch. I thank you.
Oh, Evie.
Oh, what is it, Ben? Stop your laughing.
I can't help it. I did it. I put it over with the colonel. Harper's Notch will be made a protected bird sanctuary. But,
Well, what on earth, Ben, will it? What are you laughing at?
Out this side door, honey, before I bust right out laughing.
Oh, stop it, Ben. What is it? You act like a schoolboy.
Evie.
Yes?
Evie.
Well, what is it?
The colonel and his family and us weren't never really in any danger.
Not in danger? Oh, that's ridiculous.
No, it ain't, Evie. Did you see any fire on that razorback ridge right back of the colonel's lodge?
Well, no. I suppose not, but...
Why, listen. We could all have scrambled over that ridge without no trouble at all. White Horse Creek's on the other side. Why, we could have waded right down that creek to safety any time.
Well, then, why on earth did you let the colonel worry so?
Well, I always wanted to see what a politician would do when he thought he was about to get a hot foot.
Ben, will it?
Oh, Evie.
No. Yes, Ben.
Ain't I the one?
Kings are getting scarcer every day. But once upon a time, there was a fabulous king who got his name in all the papers by turning everything he touched into gold. That's right, King Midas. You know, King Midas must have had a tough time eating breakfast.
Hey, Queenie, pass the oatmeal, that's a dear. Oh, nuts. There it goes again.
Oh, Mighty, did it...
Yeah, gold. Confound it, I can't eat gold oatmeal. Too much is too much.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Too much of anything is bad. Now, take a service station, for instance. There are times when you're in a rush. You want 10 gallons of gas, and you want it in a hurry. You don't want anything else. And that's when too much salesmanship, or service for that matter, can really get your goat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to have you try Minuteman service at a Union Oil station. For Union Minutemen are schooled to give you high speed, but no high pressure. Union Minutemen are thorough. But just mention you're in a hurry, and they'll put you through on the double. Of course, if your taillight is burned out, or one of your tires is about to give up the ghost, Union Minutemen will call it to your attention, or they'll be glad to sell you something else if you need it. That's a part of Minuteman service. But they won't try to sell you the station. You'll find Union Minuteman service wherever you go on the Pacific Coast at the sign of the big orange and blue 76. Try it. Friends, next Monday night at 8:30... Union Oil Company will bring you another exciting Points of Lime story with Ben Willett. Tonight's music was directed by Charles Dent. This is Ben Alexander saying goodnight for the people who make 76 gasoline and Triton motor oil, Union Oil Company. Broadcasting Company.